This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. I have a very noisy printer working in the background with nothing happening in it. I don't understand electronics at all. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When Pantsuit Clinton dreamed up the excuse or dreamt up the excuse of blaming the Russians for her defeat as the book Shattered report she did within 48 hours, that probably seemed like a really good idea. And for the last half year, those without a shred of proof accusations have proven popular with the base, generating enthusiasm and crowds, and most of all, money. Donations for the polls and the readers or viewers for the progressive media. The lifeblood, if you will. Lots of people on the left are making money and are buoyed by a level of anger and discontent among the Democrat base that has not been seen since the election of Abraham Lincoln. Just the other day, Democrats in California meeting at their state convention disgraced themselves with a scene of mass vulgarity that has no precedent on American politics that I actually know of. So, along with money and enthusiasm, the Blame Russia strategy has created soaring expectations among the base that President Trump will be removed from office because the evidence of treason. So far, you know, no evidence of that, but that just must be there simply because they want it to be there so badly. They see daily revelations in the mainstream media that have created an artificial atmosphere of certainty. Now, never mind that many stories, such as the Washington Post claim that Comey was fired after requesting more resources for the Russia investigation, supposedly based on 30 anonymous sources, turned out to be false. So that means 30 false anonymous sources. The media, they see never backtrack and apologize for their exaggerations or their falsehoods. They're never held accountable for it. So the drumbeat continues on. And the animal spirits of the mob exceed the ability of norms to moderate them. Now, Glenn Greenwald, a lefty, sees quite clearly the corner the Democrats have painted themselves into. They've already done that demographically. Now they're doing it in more ways than that. Writing at The Intercept, he cites the knowledgeable Dems quietly warning the Dems to back away. He writes, the latest official to throw cold water on the MSNBC-led circus is President Obama's former acting CIA chief, Michael Morell, which makes him particularly notable in this context is that Morell was one of Clinton's most vocal CIA surrogates. In August, he not only endorsed Clinton in the pages of the New York Times, but also became the first time official to explicitly accuse Trump of disloyalty. Claiming in the intelligence business, we would say that Mr. Putin had recruited Mr. Trump as an unwitting agent of the Russian Federation. But Wednesday of last week, Morell appeared at an intelligence community forum to cast doubt on allegations that members of the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. On the question of the Trump campaign conspiring with the Russians here, there is smoke, but there is no fire at all. And adding, there's no little campfire, there's no little candle, there's no spark, and there's a lot of people looking for it. His comments echo the categorical remarks by Obama's top national security official, James Clapper, who met with, he told Meet the Press last week that during the time he was Obama's DNI, he saw no evidence to support claims of a Trump-Russia conspiracy. We had no evidence of such collusion. That's one thing nobody seems to point out. How did this happen in the era of Obama? How would that possibly have gone on, especially with Obama wanting Hillary to win so that his legacy would remain intact? How did that happen when he was watching and monitoring all this other stuff? The answer to that is it didn't happen. Clapper said, we have no evidence of such collusion. Unlike Morrell, who left his official CIA position in 2013 but remains very integrated into the intelligence community, Clapper was Obama's DNI until just 7 weeks ago, leaving on January the 30th. Perhaps most revealing of all are the Democrats in the Senate Intelligence Committee charged with investigating these matters, who recently told BuzzFeed how petrified they are of what the Democratic base will do if they do not find evidence of collusion, as they now suspect will likely be the case. BuzzFeed's Ali Watkins writes, there's a tangible frustration over what one official called wildly inflated expectations surrounding the panel's fledgling investigation. Those wildly inflated expectations are a real and present danger to the Democrat leadership, who could well find themselves blamed as sellouts, or maybe even worse than that. They go on, several Senate Intelligence Committee sources grudgingly say it feels as though the investigation will be seen as a sham if the Senate doesn't find a silver bullet connecting Trump and Russian intelligence operatives. I don't think the conclusions are going to meet people's expectations. So the Democrats now find themselves in the position of Victor Frankenstein, who created a monster that he could not control. He lamented in the book, I live in daily fear lest the monster whom I had created should perpetrate some new wickedness. Now, of course, in the book, he maintained basic morality, which led to fears of wickedness being perpetrated. But for the Democrats, the sole consideration is the damage the monster they created, which looks more like the peasants with pitchforks and torches storming the castle than it does like the monster himself. The possibility of them turning on them, their base, their peasants, if you will. This is one of those things. Where it is, when this began, when Hillary blamed this on the Russian collusion, everybody was so much in shock, they had no real choice, I think, except to go along with it. The only problem with this is that when they went along with it, there has to be a moment when you realize that you can't ride that horse and you have to get off of it. And that time has come, it is past. Now they're on until the ride is over. And when the ride ends in this case, they're going to be looking bad. Now, given the way the left has started defaulting to violence, I don't know how that's going to go for them. I'm sure there'll be some new lie coming out soon. But I don't know what else will happen in the interim. But this is one of those things that had a shelf life, and as it gets closer and closer, the feelings of dread for them must be just almost overwhelming. Hope you enjoy it, because it is on your horizon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. California. There's never enough gun control in California. Never, ever, 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 ever. And recently, they released their language regarding their assault weapons and high-capacity magazine bans. In the document, they state that, or the state mandates that all firearms they consider to be assault weapons must be registered with the Department of Justice, that being of California. So any person who from January 1st, 2001 to December 31st, 2016, inclusive, lawfully possessed an assault weapon that does not have a fixed magazine as defined in Penal Code Section 30515, including those weapons with an ammunition feeding device, the bullet button, must register the firearm before January 1st, 2018. So the Golden State is considering anything without a fixed magazine the size of the pistol grip to be an assault weapon. And the focus is primarily on those who built their own AR-15-style pistols. Residents are then required to go through a number of crazy steps to make sure their firearm is in compliance. So, in order to be legally registered, they have to have legally acquired it on or before December 31st, 2016. They would have to establish an account under the California Firearms Application Reporting System, CFARS. The following information must be provided: full name, address, telephone number, date of birth, sex, height, weight, eye color, hair color, military identification number, if applicable, California driver's license or identification card number, United States citizenship status, place of birth, country of citizenship. No word on whether the partridge in the pear tree has to be included in that. And or alien registration. I missed that one. Then, the following information would have to be provided on each firearm that falls under the definition of an assault weapon. The firearm type, make and model, caliber, firearm color, barrel length, serial number, all identification marks firearm, country of origin manufacturer, the date the firearm was acquired, the name and address of the individual with whom or business from which that firearm was acquired, clear digital photos of firearms listed on the application. One photo shall depict the bullet button style magazine release. One photo shall depict the firearm from the end of the barrel to the end of the stock. The other two photos shall show the left side of the receiver and the right side of the receiver. If you're a family in California and you have enough, you know, there's people in your house that like to shoot your guns besides you, well, guess what? They have to be registered as well. One person who has to be identified as the primary registrant, while others must register as joint registrants. To be a joint registrant, you must live at the same address as the primary registrant. Everyone who is registered must be 19 by December 31st, 2017. Only direct family members are allowed to be joint registrants. Joint registrants have to provide proof of address showing they live with the primary registrant. By this time, a lot of people in California are going to be sitting back going, you know, I'm either going to get rid of this or move. After you've gone through all of those steps, you would think, well, that's a whole bunch, but you're not done. The California DOJ will provide each of your firearms with a specific serial number, and you must then take your firearm and your new serial number and have an FFL engrave it on your firearm. So you're going to have two registration numbers, two serial numbers. Once the serial number is engraved on your firearm, you must provide pictures to the DOJ showing the serial number was completed. After you've done all of this stuff, filled out all of this paperwork, made all of these pictures, had all of these things carved onto your gun, you then must pay a $15 fee per firearm to register your gun. There are no limits to the number of firearms that can be registered in a single transaction, but the DOJ can deny your application for any reason. The silliest part of all of this is that the California DOJ is not even ready for this to begin. They don't have any of the infrastructure in place or anything else to make this work. I don't know where the website is. I don't know if there's a, you know, are you going to have to go to a DMV? What are you going to have to do? They haven't put that stuff out. They just have all these requirements you have to meet, and but no way to meet them. So what does that mean? I don't know what it means. That's the thing about gun controllers. They get out way ahead of themselves sometimes. Sometimes they forget that you have to have certain things in place in order to make certain things work. I don't really understand that very well. I have a very hard time with that one. That doesn't mean I don't get it, but I have a very, very hard time with that one. One of the things I do is I like bikes, and, you know, the California bike culture is a great culture, and, I mean, the California gun culture, 9 million gun owners strong plus, and yet this, there's so many reasons to go to California, and there's so many reasons to not go. And I, you know, if you're just going there, and you're just going there to shop, or to ride bikes, or just to take in the weather, California would be a great place, but if you're going to go there to live, or if you're going to go there to open a business, or just to, you know, think you're going to exist in some free place. Wrong place. It is the wrong place to go. That stuff just cracks me up. You're going to get a new serial number. Now, I want to know, does that mean that you can then grind down the other serial number when you get your new California DOJ serial number? And what about if you move out of California with these guns and you go somewhere else and the ATF catches you, or you try to sell these guns and they've got two different serial numbers on the same part? How's that going to work? This is one of those things where you get out there and you think about the far-reaching consequences of everything, and it's just, you know, it just boggles my mind what they come up with. And it also boggles my mind that some Californians will go along with it, because this is what they know. This is the world in which they live. I think the NRA has brought suit. I would expect to see Calgons bring suit. I would expect to see Second 2AF bring suit. It isn't over yet, but I mean, it's probably going to go through. It's probably going to happen. Because this is California with a K. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we go! And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Until the American Civil War, the political party of slavery, secession, segregation, and now socialism referred to themselves as the Democracy. After the slow burning of DNC leaks, crooked Hillary's corruption, the dripping frauds of the DNC elections, and recently the chaos of the now-concluded California Democratic Party Convention, it's very clear that there's nothing really democratic about the Democrats. I do commiserate with the faithful that are out there. They really believe that more government, more socialism is the answer to our nation's ills, but they at least believe in a fair, just process. The problem is that fairness and big government don't go hand in hand. Communism is fundamentally unfair, taking from those who have and giving to those who don't. The world has its problems, and those solutions to the world's ills cannot be solved with government-backed solutions. Trade-offs are the calling of the day. Today, this is a fallen earth, and people are fleshy, power-driven, out for themselves. And that same drive for power means lie, cheat, and steal to win. And that only foretells of communism's doom. The
progressives in our midst, 60% of whom were California Democratic Party delegates, still believe that people are basically good, more government will fix the world. If you listened, after 3 days of listening to outgoing Chairman John Burton, lots of profanity, punctuating with he was gesturing a lot with his middle finger. It should be crystal clear that human beings, whatever their political affiliations, are very, very, very flawed. The first day of the California Democratic Party convention exposed the dissension in their ranks. Besides Chairman Burton's curse-laden rants, the general order was disorder. And heckling, the left-wing nurse associations agitated repeatedly for single-payer health care. When Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez spoke to the Friday crowds, he got boos and heckling in double doses. The new DNC chairman also cheated for his seat, just as crooked Hillary cheated for the nomination. The California Democratic Party faithful have been burned with a U so badly, they were not interested in playing establishment games with Swamp Thing Clinton and Barack Obama. So, of course, who was the alternative? Well, that would be left-wing Muslim Keith Ellison, congressman from Minnesota. This is the man who has ties to CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Muslim Brotherhood, and embrace the most radical of backgrounds and undergrounds, many of whom want to take down the United States of America. The future of the Democratic Party is communistic, Islamist, anti-American, and anti-Western. Cultural Marxism with an American flag hijab. Now, here's the good news for Republicans and for our country. Looking at the, California, a lot of people, when I was in high school, in civics class in American history, we would get told, most of the time when California adopts something, the rest of the nation adopts it. That has slowed, if not outright stopped, for the most part. And based on the chaotic 3 days of the California Democratic Party convention, which is essentially the political machine running California today, the same principles which Reagan expounded on in 1983 still hold true today. That desire for liberty is too strong in men, too strong in women. And they demand justice. And that demand for that will never pass away. There's something in human nature that even as they pursue the expansion of the state into the daily lives, they want the rollout and thus the rolling away of their own natural rights to be done their way. The only problem with that is when you cede power over your daily life, well, once they have it, they're not going to sit back and listen to you. Self-interest, natural law, the invisible hand, and all of those features of economics and political design will undermine every push for communism in any form. Indeed, the California Democratic Party is a microcosm of this cultural truth and spell the National Party's devastation. So nationally, the democracy has dissolved into conflicts over class or race. And intersectionality is the latest craze. The left-wing factivists are determined at all costs to ensure the hierarchy of victimization is protected from all attacks, foreign or domestic. So all of you half-African, half-Asian, elderly lesbians in wheelchairs now hold the cards in this political universe. Funny thing is, though, the elections depend on votes. And today, most of the nation's voters are working people, many of them of European background, but share the same concerns about safety, security, traditional values, economic opportunity as all ethnic minorities. So, we're all American, right? So the end for the future of the Democratic Party has been laid bare to us in California. Corruption has been the norm. Everyone wins by kowtowing to the special interests. Chairman-elect Bauman certainly did. Mr. Big Pharma hustled to ensure that Prop 61 for fair pricing for drugs failed miserably. 6 months later, boss man Eric sent out last-minute e-blast to ensure delegates that he is gung-ho for single-payer health care. For your information,
Dianne Feinstein opposes that. There's a big reason for that. So does State Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, or at least he talks that way. And there's a very big reason for that, which we'll get to later. No one cares about white people either. And the white president is routinely pilloried. The left-wing Bernie-crats don't trust Bauman to fight for the Bernie Revolution since he was a vocal cheerleader for crooked Hillary. In came Bernie endorsed Kimberly Ellis, a vocal progressive with a hint of honesty. So Saturday evening, nearly 3,000 delegates voted with enthusiasm and anxiety. The final tally, boss man Eric won by 60 votes. You sort of have to wonder if they would have started flipping coins to ensure which way ballots would go, just like in Iowa. And the media went nuts up and down the state. Bernie delegates were outraged again. First, Hillary steals the presidential nomination. Then Perez steals the DNC chairmanship. And now Mr. Anti-Natural Law pro-crony Bauman steals the California Democratic Party chairmanship. The delegates demanded a recount. Kimberly Ellis threatened to sue. Nothing in the formal bylaws provides a process for a recount. I sort of wonder why, don't you? Then the delegates started demanding voter ID to ensure no ballot stuffing and a recount. Remember what I said about human nature? But then Ellis backed down and Bauman took the gavel, but the Bernie delegates aren't backing down. They fled the convention floor, hosted their own meeting nearby. Communists fight for their way of tyrannizing all of the world, after all. So, what do you know? The drive for communist democracy is hitting more snags. Progressive activists are abandoning the democracy. The California Democratic Party's crackup is good for Republicans. And these people that are becoming disenfranchised, could they become Republicans? They want what the GOP's work for, after all. Good government. Expanding opportunity for individual voters, small business. They want all of that. It's fun to watch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, most people who have been exposed to defensive shooting techniques have heard the little slogan, two to the body, one to the head is guaranteed to leave them dead. Such a limerick. Oh my gosh. Fewer shooters know that this refers to a defensive shooting technique called the Mozambique drill. And there's a chance that a large number of defensive students may be confused regarding the difference between the Mozambique and the failure drill. But a little history, if we may. From 1964 to about 1974, Mozambique was going through a serious difference of opinion called the Mozambican War of Independence. Mike Rousseau was one of the mercenaries hired to fight in that war. In the course of the conflict, Rousseau was engaged in the fighting at the airport in the city of Lourenco Marques, since renamed to Maputo. During that scrap, Rousseau, armed only with a Browning high power, rounded the corner of a building and came face-to-face with an enemy combatant armed with an AK-47. Rousseau made a quick combat presentation with his pistol and planted two rounds in the area of his opponent's breastbone. Well, in a fighter's worst nightmare, the soldier not only stayed on his feet, but he kept both hands on his rifle. So Rousseau, having lowered his pistol to the ready position, assessed the situation and decided to deliver a third shot to the man's central nervous system. Aiming for the head, he either fired too soon or jerked the trigger because the third shot hit his enemy in the throat. But it did sever his spinal column and neutralize the threat. Sometime later, Rousseau made the acquaintance of Colonel Jeff Cooper and told him about the incident. Cooper realized that this would be a good training aid for his students and named the drill the Mozambique Drill, after the country where the shooting occurred. By the late 1970s, Cooper had incorporated it into his training at the new Gunsight Academy. In 1980, two SWAT officers from the LAPD, Larry Mudgett and John Helms, enrolled in the week-long 250 pistol class at Gunsight. Mudgett said that they were very impressed with the Mozambique drill and could easily see how it would bring a close-range gunfight to a quick and successful end
minimizing the danger to police officers or legally armed citizens. So they sought Cooper's permission to take the drill back to the LAPD and its officers. Now, even back then, they had to be politically correct because Mudgett said the name of the drill might be misconstrued as having racial overtones. So he asked Cooper if he could be allowed to call it the failure drill, suggesting the third shot was the solution for when the first two shots failed to stop the attacker. Mudgett said that Cooper graciously told him to call it whatever he liked. The important thing was to teach it. And at this point, the Mozambique failure drill consisted of firing two shots at center mass, lowering the pistol to the ready position, and assessing the need for the third shot. Which is not the way I do it, by the way. Mudgett and Helms taught the failure drill to fellow officers in a number of other police departments. But they felt officers might be wasting too much time in coming to the ready position after the two center mass shots, time that could easily get them killed. So they modified the drill so the shooter kept the handgun on target after the first two shots and transitioned to the headshot if the threat was still viable. There may be a whole bunch of reasons why two rounds to the chest cavity would not get the job done. Certainly the most obvious reason could be a criminal wearing protective body armor or such heavy clothing that the bullets do not penetrate sufficiently. They're going to have an effect even with the body armor now, mind you, just so you know. But he could also be very high on drugs or his body does not react quickly to the rounds. In a gunfight, the actual cause of the failure is secondary because something must be done quickly to resolve the matter. So bullets fired to the chest area of a criminal generally stop the attack by interrupting the flow of blood to the brain. But there's a lot of actual cases where criminals have taken heart shots and remain functional for several minutes, still posing a deadly threat to everybody around them. So, on the other hand, a bullet delivered to the head impacts the brain, the central nervous system, and turns things off almost immediately. Now, if this is the case, you might be saying, well, why don't we just go for the head shot? What's with these two shots to the body if we just could go for the head shot? You would have to be very lucky because the head of a person in a combat situation is an erratically moving, relatively small target. The center mass shots are easier to make quickly, and they are going to slow down the movement of the head, thus making it easier to aim and hit the target. Because you do not want to miss, right? There's a lot of reasons you don't want to miss. You don't want the round to go where you don't mean for it to go. You don't want to get shot in a gunfight. So the modern failure drill is accomplished by making a combat presentation to a target, firing two center mass shots as quickly as those shots can be delivered into an 8-inch circle. Following the second shot, the shooter follows through and assesses his target. If it still presents a deadly threat, the third shot is delivered to an area between the eyebrows and the upper lip. Doesn't that sound just horrible? An area of the skull where bone is thinnest. The hard part of the failure drill, or the Mozambique drill, is the first two shots should be fired as quickly as the shooter can center his hits. Now, there's a lot of ways to mitigate that. The best gun I can use on the Mozambique drill is the Nighthawk. Because of the trigger. And because of the way the gun runs, it just stays on target. So my first two shots at the chest are going to pop, pop. And then, you know, I don't know how much of a leisurely time I'm going to have. I would be assessing, but at the same time, I'm probably going to be coming up and getting ready to squeeze the third shot. If the bad guy's still upright. Now, the way it should be done, though, when you fire the first two shots, you have to slow down for a minute, maybe a couple of beats, to deliver the headshot with precision. And all this is more difficult than it sounds because the failure drill is not just some combat shooting fad. It's not even a catchy, trendy slogan or anything. It's an extremely useful drill that, when practiced, will save lives. But that's the history of Mozambique. Now, the drill, not the country. This is where, like, people that carry SIG 226s, for example, or SIG 229s, the double-action shooting guns where the first shot is a long shot. This is where that kind of gun loses its luster,
for me, I think those guns are very good firearms. But in that situation, when that first shot is going to count, if I had my druthers, I think I would. I need to find that out. I'm going to have Mark Stone on the show tomorrow from Nighthawk. I need to find out if they have a double stack 1911. I know they have a double stack 1911 in 9mm. But a Nighthawk double stack in 45 or 10mm? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And the way the gun shoots is just it's a great thing. It's an absolutely great thing. But for that kind of a drill and that kind of shooting, this is where all of these guys that carry the same 1911 they've shot all of these years, this is where they begin to look really smart. They have mastered one gun. They don't see the need to go out there and master all these other platforms because they're only going to carry one gun. They've worn everything out on this gun. They've rebuilt this gun a bunch of times. They know this gun inside and out. They know everything it's going to do. I get it. I completely get it. These guys that carry around 1911s and that's the only gun they've got. they're somebody to be feared. And I mean, I've got some of the nicest double stack guns you can imagine. And somebody carrying a single stack 1911 that knows what they're doing, they are a very dangerous person. So that's one reason I've resolved to get better with the 1911. I've resolved to bring myself back up to speed. It's going to be the Nighthawk that I'm doing it with. I'm going to get that mojo back that I had in the 1980s. My 45 in the 1980s sounded like a castanet. It was just, it had all kinds of tolerance, but this is a much nicer thing to be shooting. We're going to head to hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.